Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, today I'm looking for some breaking news. Maybe a scandal that's going to keep getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, it's a big deal. Give me a big deal.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie, getting that big deal combo.
Big deal combo, and this is a big deal. It's still developing, but it is it's fascinating. So we're going to cover it here, and then when more details come out, we'll put it on the bigger show. But without further ado, John, why don't you get us rolling?
Yeah, man. Today we're going to be taking a closer look at a just very shocking and disturbing case out of Kentucky, right here in the Bluegrass State. And this is where a dentist and his son are at the center of a gruesome murder investigation. It involves the murder of 38-year-old Amber Spradlin, whose body was found in the home of a Floyd County dentist named Dr. Michael McKinney. This was all the way back in June of 2023. Amber had been out with friends the night before, but what happened to her afterwards is horrifying. She was found stabbed to death, and she had over 11 stab wounds.
Yeah, the prime suspect in this case is Dr. McKinney's son, who's also named Michael. I think he goes by MK, and he's 24 years old. Police say that he was immediately the suspect, but was never named so publicly. Again, this is a murder that was over a year old. But recently, he was placed under arrest in a restaurant in Prestonsburg, Kentucky, which is in Floyd County, and has been charged with Amber's murder. But that's not all. Both Michael MK, the son, and his father are also facing 7 counts of evidence tampering. So the idea, according to the indictment, is that the McKinneys were involved in a deliberate attempt to cover up this murder. This includes the removal or destruction of evidence and, like, the younger McKinney's clothes. There's a security camera that should be in place but isn't there. A computer hard drive is missing, and even the handle of a knife. Again, she was stabbed. Prosecutors have stated that Dr. McKinney, again the father, was the one who orchestrated the cleanup, telling others what to dispose of and what to hide in order to protect his son.
This is just wild, but there's also a third individual. This is 23-year-old Josh Mullins, and he was charged with 7 counts of evidence tampering as well. All 3 men have pleaded not guilty, and the bail for Michael McKinney III has been set at a staggering $5 million, while Dr. McKinney's bond is set at $250,000. This case has been particularly challenging for investigators. Brent Turner with the state prosecutor's office handling the case mentioned that in court, they had to, quote, move heaven and earth, end quote, to get forensic results from the crime scene. The investigation was delayed significantly due to backlogs at the Kentucky State Police Forensic Lab, which really slowed down the processing of this critical evidence.
Yeah, and that's when it's tough, right? And who's to say my evidence is more important than yours? But they finally got this through. What that evidence is, we don't know yet. So why did this happen? What would motivate the younger McKinney to commit this crime? How deep is his father's involvement? Was he there when it happened? Did he find out later and try to cover it up? The fact that they're both involved and we see these serious charges suggests a pretty disturbing family dynamic there of how far are you willing to go for your family member and what behaviors have been learned in that home.
Well, so, there's been a lot of rumors going around that as this case gets deeper and deeper, we're going to hear more and more about some of the awful things that this dentist was involved in. And I don't think it starts and ends with this cover-up or the attempted cover-up.
Right. So this is an ongoing case. It was just too interesting not to share, but we will bring more details up later. Obviously, they think MK is a serious flight risk with that $5 million bond. And while they are a wealthy family, I don't know that they can cover that. So follow closely here. Make sure you subscribe to our feed to get those updates. We also provide case updates over on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. So go follow us over there. Our handle is always @TrueCrimeCast to get case updates and just random crime news.
Jamie, thank you for bringing this one. Like you said earlier, I think this is going to be one that, as this case unravels some more, we'll definitely be covering this one again.
Yeah, and this is close enough that we may be able to get some people close to the case. So we'll be working on that. You guys just work on subscribing. And this has been A Crime Story in 10 Minutes or Less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.